Blog Talk Radio.
It's December 26, 2013 on The Roman Show as we celebrate the last show of 2013. And on this program, we welcome UFC 168 fighter Michael Johnson, who fights Gleison Tibau. Also, Justin Gaethje, who'll be fighting Luis Gonzalez at the World Series of Fighting number 8 at the Hard Rock Casino here in Hollywood, Florida. This plus a look back at 2013 and a preview of what's expected at UFC 168. The Roman Show may be followed on Twitter at The Roman Show, as we're about to start right now.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in the bank.
Booster. Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go. Fly.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go. Light.
Calm.
We're go. Light.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell you.
Go.
Control.
Go.
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 FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go. Fly.
Launch control. This is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Hello everyone, riding solo tonight, The Roman Show. Last episode, 2013. Michael Johnson and Gleison Tibau on the program tonight. But what a year it was for 2013. First, I want to give thanks for all you guys for being such loyal listeners and followers, letting everyone know about The Roman Show in South Florida and all over the world. This year, we were nominated and won the Best MMA Podcast in Florida. And it is nothing but pure love and appreciation to all the guys and girls who listen to us every single time on the program, whether it is on iTunes, on our website, or our RodolphRoman.com, or on Stitcher Radio. And mind you, our website is being revamped, so there's going to be a whole new thing happening there. It's going to be a lot nicer, more modern, so you'll see new things out there. But thank you very much for everyone tuning in every single week on The Roman Show. As we now, I think we're close to 200 episodes already. If not, we already reached that. Also, thank you for now tuning us and subscribing with us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. And as we get closer, we already are closer, but as we enter January, you'll be seeing some more videos out there, especially with a lot of visitations of several fighters down here in South Florida. Will be there to cover it, some more wrestling, some more entertainment, and a whole lot more. We can promise you that in 2014. It's amazing. We're heading now into our third year of existence, and we just keep on growing. And our next project is The Roman Show Live. We already had our first episode with Padrino, who has been released of charges of sexually molesting a child. And already that interview has got some reviews from several folks. In fact, even some media outlets have picked it up. So we are definitely doing our best, the most as we can here on The Roman Show. And again, I thank you very much for everyone that tunes in every single week on The Roman Show. If you want to participate, 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222. So tonight we have Justin Gaethje and Michael Johnson, who fights the World Series of Fighting in January. And then Johnson fights this weekend, Saturday, against Gleison Tibau, in which we had him last week. And that is a fun interview, fun fight that we're going to look forward to. But let's take quickly some of the topics that occurred this year in 2013, and we will discuss this throughout the show. It's going to be a short show, short and sweet. But let's take a look at one thing that just comes to mind. Alexander Gustafsson and John Jones. What a great fight. John Jones putting up against Gustafsson. Many folks had it go Gustafsson's side. We saw a different side of Johnson, I mean of Jones, in which we had seen him dominate in most of his fights, but in this case, Gustafsson brought his A game and really cornered John Jones, something that we had never seen before. And that was just exciting. And I would even go as far, ladies and gentlemen, in saying that this year, the champions were pushed to the edge. Of course, not all of them. Demetrius Johnson continued to be an impressive fighter with his recent victory by knockout. Jose Aldo, guy can't be stopped. Barao, although he is the interim champion, doing his thing in his weight class, defending his title constantly with no pressure. And then we go into the lightweight division when Henderson, he was a champ, now goes into Anthony Pettis. He defeated Henderson out to become the champ. Then we go into none other than GSP, who just retired. And he was pushed to the edge this year with Johnny Hendricks, which many people say that they believe that Hendricks won that fight. Anderson Silva obviously becoming one of the biggest shocks, one of the biggest surprises, as Chris Weidman defeated Anderson Silva for the title, the middleweight title. And that was just a big shock, knocking out the guy who has been holding the throne for so long. And at last, he was dethroned, Chris Weidman, knocking him out. And after he danced around and tried to put on a show. Then, John Jones, of course, we had mentioned about Alexander Gustafsson. And we conclude with Cain Velasquez. Or Velasquez. Not Velasquez, as some guy called me on YouTube. It's Velasquez. The guy has been dominating, defeating JDAs very easily, Antonio Silva. He's a little hurt right now, but he'll be back. So I would say, though, out of those three, Jones, GSP, and Silva, guys who have held the title for some time, including GSP and Silva, they were really pushed to the edge. They really were, and we saw it this year. So what does it mean for the next year? Does it mean that we'll see new faces holding the title? Of course, there will be now that Hendricks is fighting Robbie Lawler for the title since GSP has retired momentarily. Dominic Cruz is coming back. He'll be fighting Ronel Barao. Perhaps Barao could defeat Cruz, or Cruz could take back his title and get a unification of the titles. But it's very interesting to see what this year will hold. But I can assure you this. I think that we will see some new faces. I'm really interested to see that rematch between Jones and Gustafsson, if it happens, because Jones already has a fight scheduled against Glover Teixeira next year. But the welterweight will be a fun division to keep an eye on, knowing now that GSP is no longer there. You got Johnny Hendricks, you got Carlos Condit. So can Johnny Hendricks, if he defeats Lawler, be dominant? We don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see. But before we go ahead and discuss more of this here, we'd like to hear from you. You can tweet to us at RomanDH. At RomanDH, as we are live on The Roman Show. We want to know what your year, your favorite memory of 2013 was. Let us know. And we could talk on other subjects, such as the World Series of Fighting, Bellator, CFA, XFC, so many promotions out there. Fallon Fox, who can forget about Fallon Fox, publicly stating that she is the first ever transgender athlete. Many out there in the internet went on an uproar saying that it was unfair, that she should not fight another female. Ashley Evans-Smith took on the challenge and she defeated Fallon Fox. Those are just some of the topics happened in 2013. We'll be right back with Mike Johnson on The Roman Show. Call in 714 718-686-0222. Again, one more time, that's 714-868-0222.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Well, UFC 168 is looking packed already, and another fight is on that fight card, and it's going to be a great one as well. Mike Johnson versus Gleison Tibau, and right now we have Mike Johnson on the line. Mike, welcome to The Roman Show.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Awesome, Mike. Well, first and foremost, I got to first ask you the fact that this pay-per-view is already being built as possibly the most anticipated, or probably of all time, anticipated pay-per-views of all time. How does it feel to be on this fight card?
It feels good, you know. I'm just definitely probably the biggest card of the year in Vegas, the New Year's Eve card. It always feels good to be on cards like this, you know, especially with Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman, too. You know, there's going to be a lot of publicity, a lot of eyes on this card, and it's you know, it's good to be on this card, to be able to, you know, show what I got and to be able to compete at the top level on a card like this. So I'm excited. I can't wait.
And after your fight, despite the outcome, as a fan, will you be watching that main event? And do you have a specific fighter you're rooting for, either Silva or Weidman?
Absolutely. I'll be watching after my fight, and I'm not really rooting for either one of them. You know, I just want to see a good fight. But I'll worry about their fight after I get done with mine. As of now, I could care less about their fight.
Well, let's talk about your fight. You're fighting Gleison Tibau on UFC 168, December 28th. What can you tell us about Tibau, a guy who has been in the sport for quite some time? In fact, he just celebrated 20 fights, the youngest fighter to do so in the UFC.
Yeah, he's a great guy, you know, a veteran, you know, been in the UFC for as long as I can remember. You know, he's kind of a guy you have to meet him. You know, you have to fight him if you want to get into the top 10 or if you want to get somewhere in the business. You know, he's a veteran. He's a huge, strong 55er with a lot of skills, you know, a lot of experience. But, you know, I'm just excited to fight a guy like him. And, you know, I can't wait for us to get in there and exchange some shots.
Would you say he's your toughest opponent of your career so far?
Yeah, you can say that, but at the same time, every time I get a fight, but they're going to be my toughest guy to fight because this lightweight division is so stacked with talent. You know, everybody's good. You know, I got fought Joe Lozon my last fight. He was the toughest guy I fought. You know, going into that fight, he was my next toughest opponent. Now he's done. Now I'm going to fight with Gleison Tibau, so now he's the toughest guy I'll face, you know, and it's probably going to be that way, you know, after I get past Gleison and so on and so forth in this division because everybody's so tough and so skilled.
And anything in particular that you're training for against Tibau that really caught your eye?
No, nothing in particular, you know, just same game plan as I have always, you know, defend takedowns, look to stand up, you know, look to break them, put pressure on them, you know. It's all the same when it comes down to it. He's a strong wrestler. I'll be watching out for that. You know, I'll be watching out not to be on bottom. You know, just to go in there and fight and stick to my game plan and not really worry about what he can do. You know, I just got to stay focused on what I can do and what I know I can do.
Now, you're currently training over at the Black Zillions camp in Boca Raton. Tell us about the experience out there that you've had in the camp and what sets it apart from other training camps that you've been a part of.
Oh, I love my family down here at the Black Diamonds. I can't really say I've had other training camps because, you know, I've been here since the beginning, ever since my UFC career started. You know, I had some, you know, back at Springfield Fight Club, you know, that's where I started out. And then I came down to Florida. In between time, I spent some time with Greg Jackson's. And it's just the big difference that sets us apart from any other team is, you know, we consider ourselves a family. And, you know, we're always here for one another. You know, they're my brothers. You know, they're always going to help me train just like I'm going to help them. And, you know, we literally care about each other. You know, there's no bad tension between any guys on the team. And, you know, we strive to push each other to our best.
Now, so were you there when the Villaforts and the Rashans and the Silva started this thing, the Black Zillions?
Yes, sir. I'm one of the original guys. I mean, yeah, we all started together, and you know, we're all gonna finish it together. You know, I don't think any of us are gonna leave. You know, this is our home. You know, these guys are my family, and like I said, I'm family. They consider me family, and we're gonna ride this out to the end.
Now, things have shifted for you guys because for some time you were kind of on a losing streak there, but things have picked up for you guys. Rashad has been winning. Trujillo just won. So what have been some of the changes in the camp that has lifted that spirit and got all you guys on a winning streak?
There really hasn't been any changes. You know, there hasn't been any changes at all, man. It's been the same thing from day one. You know, hard work, us being there for each other, and, you know, pushing each other to be better. You know, and we're just, it's all mental, and now we're starting to focus on what we need to do. And, you know, the environment's just, it's just great right now. So, you know, no drastic changes have been made at all. You know, I think if a team gets a lot of attention in the very beginning, or, you know, if they have a lot of eyes on them, and as soon as they start losing a couple, then all of a sudden it's like something bad happened. Like, oh my God, they're in a losing streak. You know, that's not the case. You know, we just got our minds back into it, went back to hard work, and, you know, now we're winning just like we need to do, and we're going to stay continuing doing that.
And, Mike, you know, not too far from you is American Top Team, where Gleason Tebow trains. Do you think that on the line there will be some sort of a sense of rivalry or bragging rights since both of you guys train in South Florida and both of your camps are in South Florida?
It's definitely bragging rights. I won't consider a huge rivalry, but, you know, we're in competition, of course. You know, it's going to be more than just me and T-Rob fighting. You know, it's going to be our gym versus their gym, you know, our coaches versus their coaches, and then it's going to be me and Tiva. You know, we're going to, you know, I got these guys behind me, and I'm fighting for more than myself this fight, you know, and bragging rights are definitely on the table. I think this is the first time our gym has actually even fought their gym. Yeah. I'm trying to think back, and I think it is. So,
yeah,
but, you know, those guys are good, you know.
Yeah, on a big scale, it is. On a big UFC, it is the first time. You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, there's no bad blood or bad tension between us. You know, we have mutual friends. You know, I'm still friends with some of the guys. You know, we keep it cordial. We keep it, you know, respectful when we see each other. And it's funny, you know, that we're going to be fighting each other. And so, definitely going to win. And we can definitely say that, well, guess what, our gym's up and you guys won all right now, so.
So let the bragging rights begin. Mike, I want to thank you so very much for joining us here on The Roman Show. Anything else you'd like to add before your fight December 28th against Gleason Tebow at the UFC 167 fight card? I mean, 168 fight card.
No, just everybody, just don't pay attention and don't miss it. I like to just thank all my teammates at the Black Zillions, you know, everybody that's helped me, Authentic Sports Management, you know, Glenn Robinson, you know, everybody's just been great, and I'm really blessed to have everybody support me through this training camp, and I'm on to the fight to get the victory.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
All right, folks, we're back on The Roman Show. December 26th, last episode of 2013. We're taking a look back at the year it was, 2013, aside from getting a new pope and the whole healthcare issue becoming a mess. We're talking mixed martial arts and also pro wrestling. What was your memorable moment in pro wrestling? I think I'm going to have to probably say big moment or big surprise was the unification of the title, which just recently happened at the WWE TLC pay-per-view, which should have, in my opinion, left to maybe a WrestleMania or a Royal Rumble. And I think they just really preceded bad ideas too soon. It's something that you could just literally spend on a life a long time. Take a look at it now, for example. It died. It's done. Especially with the holidays, they're not really emphasizing on that. The big news was that Dave Bautista's coming back. What was another memorable moment in pro wrestling? Paulie Heyman. We haven't seen him on TV. That was another big idea. John Cena, he left for a while. He got hurt. He returned. So many memories. Again, you can call in live 714-868-0222 or tweet to us at RomanDH or at The Roman Show. And we'll be right back to you. Switching gears now to MMA. Second Bellator. Well, what's going on with Bellator? It seems now that with the existence of World Series of Fighting, it seems that the attention has turned to them. Let's be honest, guys. I don't want to take sides here, but let's be honest. World Series is packing a lot more exciting fights than Bellator. I just don't see much excitement coming out of Bellator. Ben Askren left. Their welterweight champ. Left to 1FC. According to Bjorn Remedy, the CEO of Bellator. Saying that he was a one-dimensional fighter, and just the fact that he was asking for more and just didn't make any business sense. But the UFC also turned him down. Dana White saying that just wasn't what they were looking for. So Bellator has kind of lost his steam. Rampage came back. He was supposed to fight Tito Ortiz in the company's first ever pay-per-view. Never happened. Tito got injured. So, not really quite sure what's going on with Bellator and what the future holds. I understand that perhaps they might be heading out to Brazil. But the World Series of Fighting is moving very quickly. And in fact, they are going to Japan. And even Brazil next year. So, what to expect from this company? I think it's going to be good stuff. They got young fighters, talented, undefeated. They're fun to watch. XFC also did a phenomenal job this year. They have signed up with the Brazilian network where they will be airing their fights. So XFC doing their thing on XFC TV. They were in Michigan for the first time this month. They're definitely providing some good content. On a local scale, CFA has been doing their thing as well. As they debuted it on Access TV, on national TV for the first time, with a great fight card, both occasions. Obviously, the Fallon Fox and Ashley Evans-Smith was the last time. And when Fallon Fox fought Alana Jones, that was the other time. Or Mike Kyle and Travis Weef fought in the main event. So, great. So, Sean Soriano, also their champion, fought on that card, defeating El Verbito. But one thing about CFA is that other champions, or most of their champions, are now gone. Ashley Evans Smith has now signed with the World Series of Fighting. Josh Sampo, flyweight champ, gone. UFC. Ladier Monstro, gone. World Series of Fighting. Luis Palomino, a former champ, gone. World Series of Fighting. Marcelo Alfai, who was the welterweight champion, gone. World Series of Fighting. Luis Buscapé, gone. He's had it, well, he is in World Series of Fighting. The list goes on and on. Eddie Gordon, the guy who fought for CFA, gone. Ultimate Fighter. Mike King, gone. Ultimate Fighter. Now, it just seems that CFA has a good eye when it comes to good talent. That's why companies like the World Series of Fighting and the UFC are picking them up. But what's in store? And you know, as a fan, I think, and even as a promoter, I think it's just very good because, see, now it gives me a good reason to watch this program because these are the guys who will be in the UFC. Although, they don't want to be a feeder, but let's be honest, they have produced a lot of fighters that have been in on the UFC or the World Series of Fighting. Even Bellator, Patrick Sonoval, he fought Bellator. Going to have to wait what's going to happen in 2014 as far as they release their event date, which should be coming up soon, right after the new year. Also, on the website, RodolphRoman.com, soon in the new year, you will be now able to see how much each fighter was paid at each event. That is going to be brand new. Florida Boxing Commission has been kind enough to provide us with the information. Of course, it is public records, but now you'll be able to go to the website, click on the PDFs, and for yourself see how much these fighters are getting paid per show. And we already have a couple of them starting off in October, and it is eye-opening how much some of these guys get paid. You ask why? Well, they're not going to be getting paid UFC money, of course. But there is one certain promotion that pays $1 to the fighters. $1, folks. Now, I understand. It's business. And yes, the fighters do get paid. They don't just get paid $1, but the contract is $1. But they get paid depending on their ticket sales. So the company gives them $1. They give them 500 tickets. If they sell the 500 tickets, that's how they get paid. So not only are you worried about fighting, but you're worried about selling the tickets and getting the money that's going to feed you and your family. And that's how that promotion does. You want to find out which one it is? All the information will be posted on RodolphRoman.com. Well, we still have a lot of stuff going on here in the Roman Show. December 26th, the last episode of the year. Make sure to tweet us at RomanDH, and we'll tweet right back at you. As we are saying our last goodbyes to none other than 2013. We're right back.
All right, guys. Well, the Roman Show, the last episode of the year. And now we are looking forward to 2014. And to start things off, on January 18th, the World Series of Fighting 8 will take place here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. And on that card, the main event, Justin Gaethje versus Luis Gonzalez for the inaugural lightweight title. And on the line right now, we have Justin Gaethje on the line, who has been on the show here again. But we want to speak to him about this fight coming up on January 18th here in South Florida. Justin, thanks so much for joining us on the Roman Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Justin, congratulations first and foremost on your 5-fight contract you signed. How'd that come about, man?
I got this title fight coming up, so I'm happy where I'm at with the World Series of Fighting, so I just want to get in there and get that contract signed, so I don't have to worry about anything like that for the next 5 fights. Get in there, win that belt, and just start defending it.
Well, well deserved, man. You've definitely been a big impact in mixed martial arts. Now, originally, you were scheduled to fight Gaethje Escalvacante for the World Series, the fighting lightweight title. However, he wasn't able to compete, and now you're getting Luis Gonzalez, another fighter who is undefeated at 9-0. How do you compare against Gonzalez, man?
It's a good fight for me. He's a wrestler, wrestling's obviously, my main background, so I love fighting wrestlers. Because I don't think there's anyone that cannot beat me in wrestling, in the cage. So, I'm comfortable with, especially fighting him, knowing he's a wrestler, but I know he has a lot of heart, and he's gonna push the pace, and he's not gonna stop, so I think it's gonna be a really action-packed fight, and really exciting.
Now, as I said earlier, you were scheduled to fight Jay-Z. You don't want to compare and contrast here, but would you have you'd rather prefer to fight Gonzalez since he already beat Jay-Z?
Yeah. I mean, that's one way to look at it. It's definitely, different, easier to, prepare and get motivated for someone different, rather than a rematch. But, either way, it was going to be for the belt, so, I was excited either way.
Now, Gonzalez has 7 wins by stoppage, the majority by submission. He just recently beat Antonio McKee. You said he's a wrestler, but what is your arsenal against Gonzalez?
I'm gonna make him, get him to where he's uncomfortable on the feet, and then I'm gonna start taking some bad shots, and I'm gonna capitalize on those shots, some big knees, some big kicks. That's my plan, and that's what I'm really working on. So I hope I'll pull that off on January 18th.
Now you have fought big names and defeated them like Jay-Z, Dan Lawson, and Brian Cobb. How do you compare this fight coming up against Gonzalez on January 18th compared to past opponents?
Can't really compare it. This is a 5-round fight, so you're going to have to prepare a little differently than I've prepared for other fights. But I have the same game plan that I have every fight that I've ever fought. And it's, be aggressive, move forward, and try and get that finish as quick as possible.
Now, Justin, obviously we're looking forward here, and if all goes your way, the lightweight division in the World Series of Fighting is looking nice. And another opponent they had mentioned that you could have possibly fought if Gonzalez was going to make it was Nick Newell. Your thoughts on Nick Newell, who just recently is also undefeated and just recently came off a victory?
Yeah, he looked good. I was sitting ringside for that fight. He looks strong. He looks confident. Hungry, and I'm looking forward after I get this belt. I'm looking forward to giving him a shot at the title. And I see it. He's gonna try to take me down. So just like pretty much every guy I fought so far. So it's just gonna be the same game plan every fight. It's just gonna be a sprawl and brawl, and just use the fight on my feet.
And again, if everything goes well with you, you win the title. What are the plans for you? What goals do you have as a mixed martial artist in the World Series of Fighting or outside of the promotion and elsewhere in the sport?
My main goal is to not lose. I'm gonna take that as far as I can. I'm gonna defend that with everything I have. So every fight I'm gonna go in there, and it's gonna be to not lose and to keep having to see the weapon.
Now, we're in the holidays, and as you know, just like you, many people are out there. It's a difficult time because of the food that's around you. So how are you handling the holidays and the training preparing for this fight on January 18th? And have you given in? Have you cheated a little bit, had some eggnog or some pie?
Well, I can't say that I had dinner. My family's down in Arizona, and I live up in Colorado to train. So I'm not going to make it home this year. The first day, I don't really make it home, so that kind of sucks. But I'm focused on what I have to do January 18th, and I can always celebrate 2 Christmases next year if I have to. So my weight's really hasn't been an issue, especially for the last 3 fights since I've been in the World Series. So prior to that, I was getting a little heavy, but I'm walking around 167, no more than 68, 69. So that's not up to me. It's not a bad thing if I cheat. I'm going to keep myself happy and then just keep training hard.
And with this 5 rounds, you said that you train a little differently. How so? Do you add more of the cardio? What exactly do you do differently compared to a 3-round fight?
It's something that I should have been doing for the 3-round fights, really. But I'm really focusing on getting my legs in shape.
for this 5-round fight, you know, once your legs go, you really can't do anything. So, you know, I'm going to focus. I'm been up here, you know, I'm up in Denver, Colorado, up in this elevation. You know, it's been really cold, but, you know, I get up at 8 a.m. three times a week, and we head up into the mountains and do a little mountain run. You know, and just different stuff like that, some jump. I've had a lot of jump up into my my workouts, just getting those legs ready. You know, I gotta be ready for, you know, for a 25-minute war. And, you know, there's not many people in the world that can really understand how challenging that could possibly be or what that could actually mean. So, you know, I know what it means, and I'm really getting myself prepared, and I'm not going to be, I'm not looking forward to January 18th.
Justin, I want to wish you good luck on January 18th. Look forward to seeing you in action here in South Florida. You're an amazing dude to watch, and I'm excited to see you in person here at the Hollywood, Florida, the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, as you fight for the first ever World Series of Fighting lightweight title against Luis Gonzalez. Happy holidays, man.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Yeah, and I promise I'll make it worth it. So I'm excited also, and I'm ready to get back to Miami and get to work.
Awesome. Good luck, man.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Just looking at the latest news, and well, the big rumor on the internet is that Brock Lesnar might be returning to the UFC. Allegedly, he is scheduled to be at UFC 168, not to fight, not to enter the octagon, but apparently he's there to watch a fight. And then rumors are that he might be interested in returning. Now, he still does have a contract with the WWE. When asked, Dana White said, "I don't know if he is interested in coming to the or why he's coming. I don't know." That's all that Dana White said. So, when you go out there and start saying that he's coming back, we don't know yet. So stay tuned. Would you like to watch Brock Lesnar return? You still think he has it? Tweet it at RomanDH. All right, let's quickly look at the UFC 168 fight card, which I got to tell you, it's going to be an exciting fight card. From top to bottom, this has to be by far the best one. That's why they leave it for the end of the year. Starting off with Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman being the champion. Gotta remember, folks, Weidman knocked out Anderson in the summer. Many people have Anderson Silva winning. Sherdog conducted a poll and asked some of the pros. 12 had Anderson losing, and 14 of them had Anderson winning by knockout, believe it or not, knockout or decision. So it's a close one. It is a close one, but it all depends what type of Anderson Silva comes out this Saturday. He has said, in fact, he can look at the interview that we did with him earlier this year, around August time, that he has said that he is not going to change his fighting style, that he will remain to be the same fighter that he is. So, the showboating got him in major trouble. he says he's going to do the same thing. Will it backfire? We're just going to have to wait on Saturday. We also got word that the winner of Brown and Barnett will meet Barbisha Verdum. Whoever wins out of that will then get a shot at Kane's heavyweight title. Kane has been, well, Verdum has been waiting since Kane defeated JDS this year. But he has to be patient. He has to patiently wait, considering that Kane is injured. Ronda Rousey also versus Misha Tate. Many have Rousey winning. You know, Rousey destroyed her when she was in Strikeforce. But I think the real story behind this fight is the fact that Rousey, the way she was displayed on The Ultimate Fighter. I think that was the big shocker there, and people liked a lot how Rousey was, you know, knowing that she was the first female to ever compete along with for the belt, first ever woman to win a belt on pay-per-view, main event a pay-per-view. So many people were on her side when she defeated Ms. Carmouche. But once the way she was portrayed, people just aren't backing her up and really support Misha Cupcake Tate. But I personally think Ronda Rousey will pull this one out by submission, of course. Fabricio Camos versus Jim Miller. Good one there. Diego Brando versus Dustin Poirier. And one fight, and I'm telling you, Mike Johnson versus Cleason Tibau, with we had both of these guys here, that is going to be a nice one there. Keith Tibau, obviously, 20 fights in the UFC already. Hanging out to 21, the youngest fighter to do so. Mike Johnson looks in phenomenal shape, training over the Black Zillions. And Leben could retire Uriah Hall. We all remember Uriah Hall from The Ultimate Fighter, supposed to be the next Anderson Silva, but turned out to be a snoozer. Leben beats him. I think that's the end for Uriah Hall. And C.R. Bahadurzada, which we had here in the program, versus John Howard. John Howard, stand and bang type of guy, versus C.R., who returns after recuperating from an injury. Manny Gambieran versus Dennis Seaver is another great one as well, and that's under prelims. And the preliminary card under that is William Ricario versus Bobby Volker, and Esteban Payan versus Robert Peralta. So that is pretty much the rundown that we have. Well, just want to, again, thank everyone as we wrap the show up for tuning in 2013, and we promise you that 2014 will be just as good or better, as we, again, will be on the hunt for best podcast. And something that I'd like to finish here and leave you guys thinking. When we started this thing 2 years ago, we had, quote-unquote, competition in South Florida. We had some, you know, guys, but, you know, competition is always good. All the time. Now it seems like we're the only ones left. There are some that are trying to make their way in, but there really isn't. And I invite anyone out there to try to take a stab at this, because the more programs are out there, the better it is for the fans. But it's amazing how we started off and there were all these names and magazines and podcasts, and live web, and now it's gone to shambles. So, folks, give a chance to all those people that are trying to come up, but don't believe the hype. Because at the end of the day, we're still here. On behalf of the Roman Show staff, myself, the host, Rodolfo Roman, Guillermo Garcia, who is absent, I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a prosperous and happy 2014. May all your hopes, dreams, and achievements come to life. Thank you for listening. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. God bless everyone. Stay safe during New Year's Eve.
What's up? This your boy Chemo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Roman. This your boy Chemo Slice, 305, and we out.